Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, amen, I have a couple of announcements. Amen. I want to encourage you. Amen. If you missed the show on yesterday, you missed the treat about going, launching out into the deep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, it was saying we ain't going deep enough. Glory to God. We got to go a little bit deeper. And that show comes on at, if faith come by hearing, and it comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was off the chain, my God, I was blessed so much by that show. You can also go back and you can hear it on demand, launching out into the deep. Some of you of us hadn't even got our feet wet. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to go back and hear the show. It'll bless your mighty soul. And if you move on down on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I'm Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, amen, to come on in and listen. You know, if you got a friend that you know that they need a word, come on in and hear the word on today. Glory to God. It will bless your mighty soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord, hallelujah, that we are able to come on this ministry with you in mind. And what I'm going to do is give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you, after you get off of my show, you go and get you some water, drink a little sip of Sprite, amen, orange juice, amen. Just stay sober, glory to God, and hear what the Lord is saying, amen, on this Sunday. And then if you move on down, we have something we call Wild Radio on Tuesday. None other than Apostle Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph. My God, the tag team duo. Glory to God, amen. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you, if you have missed the show, you can go back and hear it on demand. Also, you can go back to Blog Talk, and you can hear it on demand. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, if you need somebody to pray with you also, I want you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. It's in Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know what you need, and I can guarantee you they will get right back with you. Glory to God. You know, any of us has Facebook pages. If you want something and you can't get to them, just go ahead, amen, and inbox any of us, and we'll get it over to them. We'll get the message to them. And I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. We're looking, God is doing some great and mighty things in the ministry, and the doors are open. And we encourage you, if he's pulling on you and telling you this is your season, to get in. Hallelujah. I encourage you to come on and get in. Hallelujah. Don't keep waiting. You know, just because Jesus ain't came yet, that don't mean he ain't coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So I encourage you to come on and see what the Spirit of the Lord has for you in this season. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I encourage you to become a partner with this ministry. And we're only asking for $25 or more. And you will receive many perks. Amen. All the way from Monday, all the way through Sunday. And it starts all back over again. Glory to God. It's all ministry with you in mind. My God, my God. And I encourage you, if any of the ministries have been a blessing to you, I want you to go ahead and sow a seed. You know, it is seed time. You know, some folks say, well, you know what, they always asking for money. Yeah, we're going to ask for money until he tell us to quit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whenever you go and drive through, amen, your favorite, amen, fast food restaurant, you don't say, well, after you done order your food, well, y'all always asking for my money, do you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, are you going to pay them, or you know what comes next, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm just encouraging you to give. Give and it shall be given. Glory to God. I remember telling, I have a short testimony here, right here, about the giving. I remember telling somebody, you know, I said, okay. I said, well, here's what you need to do. You know, you gave, amen, to this person, right? They gave them some money. Hallelujah. They gave them quite a bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it wasn't but a couple of days after that, someone had owed them some money for about 3 years. And they finally called them up and said, you know what? I know I've been owing you a long time. So you need to come and get your money. Glory to God. And look how it turned around. Amen. It didn't take them long. And also that same person, hallelujah, they were given, amen, ministries of help. They were helping someone. And they paid them dearly. Glory to God. Now, you know, some people say, well, I'm not asking for nothing. I just want the Lord to bless me. No, whenever he sends, amen, his people, God ain't got no little imps falling out the sky. He going to send some people. And whenever they come, take it and glory to God, because that's his way of blessing you. You know, we have come so religious people. You say, no, I don't want it. God going to bless me. Well, he's already sent the blessing. Remember when he said the boat? Amen. He said the helicopter to deliver them from all that water that's on top of the roof. Now I'm waiting on Jesus to come. Glory to God. He said he's going to save me. Well, he done sent the boat. He done sent the men to get you out. He done sent them the helicopter. Glory to God. And he sent all these things to come and relieve you. But you didn't take none of it. So listen, take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, I say give and it shall be given. Glory to God. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. God is still good and he's worthy to be praised. We need to praise him every time we think about it. Say, God, I praise you for your goodness. I praise you for your mercy, Lord. I praise you for your grace. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Nothing can beat. Amen. You're praising God. I don't care. You can go to a football game and holler loud. Amen. You go to your parties and you throw your hands up. Throw your hands up for Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The party can't save you, but Jesus can. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. Nobody's pressed the 1. So we're going to go ahead on in prayer. Amen. I'm going to be coming from Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for another glorious day, oh Lord, that you have made, oh God. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. Father God, we thank you, God, because we know, Lord God, that you sit high and you look low, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you see, Lord God, all your people, Lord God, and what their needs may be, oh Lord. But you said you'll supply all of their needs according to your riches and your glory in Christ Jesus, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything, Lord God, that they need is in you, is in who? It's in God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And whatever you ask, he said, I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. If you need a healing on this day, just ask. Glory to God. Stand in faith asking him for whatever the need may be. In the mighty name of Jesus, lifting up holy hands, magnifying him on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he is a healer. He is a miracle working God. In the name of Jesus, nothing is too hard for him. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you need your mind regulated, oh, in the name of Jesus, just ask God to help you, Lord God, to regulate your mind, to get your mind steady and stable on him. In the name of Jesus, oh, good God Almighty, oh, hallelujah. If you're looking for a blessing, hallelujah, well, you got to serve the blesser. Glory to God. God, hallelujah. My God, nothing falls short of his glory. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God, for healing those that are brokenhearted on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, every heart that's been broken, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can mend it back together. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. All those, Lord God, who have been ran over. Oh my God, glory to God, and then talked about. Oh my God, Lord, you can restore them in a minute. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we believe, God, every word that you say. Lord God, nothing is too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are experiencing, oh my God, doubt and unbelief. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to take it away in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that without faith, you said it's impossible to please you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said if we will mount up wings as an eagle and fly high above all circumstances in the name of Jesus, oh my God, by casting every care upon you, because you care for our very soul. There ain't nothing that we go through, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can't handle, in the mighty name of Jesus. But we have to turn it over to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for those who are experiencing knee pain right now in the name of Jesus. Their left knee, Lord God, every time they walk, it pops. Oh, good God Almighty, glory to God. My God, my God. Lord, we know you'll touch it. You're a miracle working God. Oh, my God. Lord God, you'll take every pain away, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That knee shall pop no more. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we look to the heel which come our help. All of our help comes from you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. If there's someone on this line, if you're on this line, I need you to press the 1. Glory to God. You've been experiencing some tightness, it's like some pains, amen, glory to God, muscle pains in your stomach. If you are on this line, glory to God, press that 1 so I can bring you in to pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you're listening, hallelujah, on the computer, wherever you may be, glory to God, I'm going to pray anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, no one has pressed the 1, but I'm going to pray for that anyway. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, every intestinal pain, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, every tightness, Lord God, every muscle spasm, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we know you can relax it. Oh my God, we serve a peaceful God. Lord, you can create peace anywhere. You can create peace in anything, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're healed, they're healthy, and they're whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You ought to be there around about now on chapter 11. Amen. Of Mark, we're going to go ahead and get into the word of God. Hallelujah. No one pressed the 1, so we're going to move on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. The title of my message today is Have Faith in God. Glory to God. You know, so many times you've lost your faith, and things ain't going your way. Hallelujah. They're going, but they ain't going your way. Glory to God. Well, how you know? Hallelujah. Have you asked him, is this the way that he wants to go? Because, you know, you always say, Lord, let your will be done. So what is his will? Glory to God. Do you ask him? Hallelujah. And you know, so many times I get all this, well, you know, I know. No, you don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Understand, you got to be teachable in this season, because he says the very elect will be deceived. Hallelujah. So understand, you got to be teachable so you won't be deceived. Amen. Because Satan is roaring. He is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Glory to God. He will eat you alive. All because you said, I know. And then when somebody tried to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, so you would know and you wouldn't receive it, glory to God, hallelujah, then he's going to come right right on in and just eat you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So have an open mind in this season and be teachable. Hallelujah. I have heard that I know so much that it makes you tired. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you say, well, if they know so much, then why are you coming to me asking me? Why you want me to tell you if you know? Even though sometimes you may know. I'm not saying you're darn stupid, none of that. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and throw it out the window. Hallelujah. Even though sometimes I know I'm going to listen. Hallelujah. And that's just confirmation to what he's already told me and confirmation, amen, to what I know. And then they can add some stuff that you don't know. So that way you're getting it all. Glory to God. You don't just have half of it. You know, a half an apple sometimes ain't enough. You want the whole thing, right? The whole shebang, really? Okay. And that's what you'll get. Glory to God. So always have a listening ear and a teachable spirit. Glory to God. Throw your I knows out the window and God, that I'm going to hear and listen attentively. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, you know, sometimes when you get on radio, you talk different way you're supposed to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is live show and we're going to keep it real. Glory to God. Let's move on with Mark the 11th. You ought to be there by now. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethany and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go your way into the village and over against you. And as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. Now, you know, you see right here. And it's red right here. We know that's Jesus. He was giving them some specifics. He was giving some specific instructions. You know, when you're given specific instructions, okay, I know y'all know what specific instructions are. You know, when you read the Bible, say, hold up, don't take this medication, amen, without food. Take it with food, right? Glory to God. Then you say, well, it ain't going to hurt you. Go ahead and you take it without food. Sick stomach. The directions are there for a purpose. I had to learn the direction. I was a person who forget the direction on this bottle. Glory to God. I'm going to do what I want to do. Glory to God. And what happened? Hallelujah. I regretted it. And ever since then, I made sure I read the directions and follow the directions. See, he was giving them some specifics. Instructions. He said, go. How many of you he done told to go? Amen. Join this ministry and you ain't went nowhere. Hallelujah. You're scared. Hallelujah. You've been in your tradition all these years. You're hanging around the same old, doing the same old thing and ain't getting no better results. He done told you to come on. And then you're talking about you're scared. What is you scared of? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you want more? Don't you want people to look at you differently than they looked at you last year? Glory to God. Shake that stuff off. He ain't giving us the spirit of fear. He gave his love and a sound mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, that fear is nothing but straight from the devil. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. Okay, let's move on. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways, and they loosed him. Now, listen right here, glory to God. See, he told them to go. You know they had to have faith to go. Sometimes you got to have faith to just move on out. Get on out of them dry spots. Get out of them dry places. Just keep on moving, glory to God. If it ain't no sin in it, then do it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you done prayed about it, you done prayed about it, and you keep praying, and then you know, say, okay, Lord, he done gave you an answer. He sent the answer. He sent it, like I said, he sent the helicopter. He sent the airplane. Hallelujah. He sent the bus. He done sent everything and everything, amen, that you asking for, and he done sent you the answer, and then you still asking the same old, glory to God. It's time for you to loose yourself and go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, why do ye loosen the coat? Well, see, he already told them what to say. Hallelujah. He done already told them what to do if anybody asks. Now, you know they were going to ask some questions because it was probably one of the elves. Amen. Glory to God. And they're like, okay, hold up. They come in here untying this thing. They ain't asking no questions. They just untying it, and they're going to take it with them, and they ain't ask whose is it, do it belong to nobody, nothing. Not none of that. Glory to God. Because they already had their what? Instructions on what to do. And he said, if they ask, this is what you do. So if somebody asks, this is what you do, you tell them. So, you know, I got to move on because, you know, I've been in the same place last year, and I don't intend to be in there another year. Look, we already in the month of August. We're going to go roll over in September, and it ain't long. Glory to God. Now, if you're in that same place that you was in, hallelujah, last year, and now you're in the same place this year, and now we're going to roll over and get ready for another, if you need to do something. Glory to God. You need to move out. He done gave you instructions, so move. Hallelujah, glory to God. And stop saying you're scared, hallelujah. You wasn't scared, amen, when you were going in the club, amen, glory to God, raising your hands, hallelujah. My God. So why only you got to be scared over here on the Lord's side? And this is what's going to save your life, hallelujah. This is going to give you eternal life. So why are you scared over here? You can't be scared of losing friends. Don't worry about it. Because he'll give you a whole new group of friends, them that's going the same direction that you're going. Glory to God. Let's move it up. Oh, glory to God, my God. And they say unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And he told them, he said, okay, when they see, he said, he has need of this. Glory to God. And they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees and strolled them in the way. Now, look here, glory to God. You see right here, they took care of him because that was their man of God. They knew who he was. Ain't no shame in your game taking care of your man and woman of God. You know, when people, look, I'm going to take care of my man and woman of God. Hallelujah. And I don't care who know it. It don't bother me. Glory to God. And don't let it bother you. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're taking care of your man and woman of God. But you understand, they're the keepers of your soul. They're the ones that pray for you, amen, when nobody else done, when everybody else done stop praying. They continue to pray for you daily, hallelujah. If you're in the ministry, hallelujah, they continue to pray for you daily. Ain't nothing wrong with you taking care of your man and woman of God. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hallelujah. So don't let nobody fool you. Only they say, only here, amen, on this side, you know, well, you know, I'm not, I'm the preacher already driving Mercedes. He don't need none of my money. Glory to God. He don't need none. Hallelujah. He living in a fine house. It's nice. What that got to do with anything? Hallelujah. Don't you know whatever's on that man and woman of God, it flows from the head down. Well, if you didn't know it, you know it now. Hallelujah. Let's keep it real. Glory to God. It flows down from the head down. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I just don't know. I don't know. I want to see what they're doing with my money. Glory to God. You probably ain't getting them enough to do a whole lot with anyway. My God. Let's keep it real. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So it's okay. Look how they did. Hallelujah. They know who he was. You got to know your man and woman of God. That's what you got to do. You got to know who they are. You really got to know them, you know. And then when people try to come and get, don't let them, hold up, wait a minute, them right there, don't you talk about them, because them right there, they mine, don't you talk about them, glory to God. But so many times, people entertain thoughts, this ain't the way I was going, but, you know, we're going to slide on through it, amen, y'all just breathe, take them tight shoes off and breathe, let your toes out, it's okay. But, you know, you just got to, you got to understand, don't let nobody talk about your man and woman of God, glory to God, don't let them do it to you. Because they cursing themselves and they cursing you because you got the burning and itching ears. Hallelujah. Can't nobody come and tell me now. I don't want to hear that. No. Don't worry about it. I don't want to hear it. And when I say I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's either two things going to happen. I'm going to walk away and I'm going to leave you there talking about yourself. I'm going to tell you, you ain't saved no way. So if you would, you know the Bible said, do not touch my anointed, right? And do my prophets no harm, right? Glory to God. I'm going to tell you that or I'm going to walk away. One or the other don't happen. But you got to learn how to not have the itching and burning ears. You know, oh, yeah, the pastor did this. Oh, yeah, they did this. You got to learn not to have the burning and itching ears. Glory to God. And you know what? The devil will send him to you every time so you can, amen, curse yourself and then go and tell somebody else. Let's move it on. And they that went before And they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with you speaking highly of your man and woman of God. Glory to God. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. Hallelujah. You give honor where honor's due. That's what you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how they labor. You know how they pray. Hallelujah. My God, this is not the way. Amen. But that's okay. Let's roll with it. Come on, y'all. It's okay. Like I said, go ahead and take them shoes off. Take them stockings off. Ladies, go ahead. Y'all have been to church. You're going to church again. Just take them stockings off and relax. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Glory to God. But don't talk down on somebody else's man and woman of God. Hallelujah. That's what you do because you ain't over there on them. You don't know what they do and you don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. That means he went out there with his 12 disciples. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves on the time, for the time of the fig was not yet. He was saying, okay, it wasn't time, amen, for that tree to bear no fruits. Glory to God. That's what it was. You know, some people got leaves all on the outside. They looking just as green, glory to God. But on the inside, they tore up from the floor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you won't allow nobody to touch them places. Well, you know, I am a private person, you know, and I don't want my business out there. There are some that you can tell, amen, things, and they will not tell it. Glory to God. Everybody in a light, so stop putting them in that same sinking boat. Amen. Because those in that boat, amen, that telling your business, they sinking, glory to God. They on sinking sand. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But there are some that you can get to help you, glory to God, and get that stuff. I'm on the inside of you. Amen. The itching ears and all that stuff going on the inside of you and all the troubles you done had and all the things you done went through. Hallelujah. To root it up out of there. Glory to God. So you can begin to serve God and believe what he's saying. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Don't say you can't trust nobody, but you can. There are some that you can trust. I encourage you. I just gave you the avenue. Hallelujah. Life coach, mentor, marriage counselor. And then there are so many marriages that need counseling. I'm opening it up to you today. Hallelujah. You know, they're having more weddings now. People are getting married and some just getting married. Amen. It's not the right reason. They just marrying. Glory to God. Just for say, I got a husband. Glory to God. It go deeper than that. My God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. I wanted to read it again. You see, amen, it wasn't time for that tree to bear no figs. You know, everything has a season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, way in the country, yo, glory to God. They have this big, big, big fig tree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I mean, the thing be loaded every year with figs and figs. You know, some people still like them and they preserve them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some just eat them from the vine. Glory to God. One of my siblings just go and pick them and they just eat. Two of them just go pick them and they just eat them from the vine. Glory to God. They love them. My God. See, it wasn't time for that to bear. Amen. Glory to God. See, it just had the leaves, but it didn't have no figs on it. It wasn't this season. You know, everything has a place and a season. Glory to God. You know, there's a time to cry. Amen. Glory to God. There's a time to be happy. There's a time to laugh. And, you know, there's a time to die. There's a time in everything, hallelujah, because everything to me, some things are not funny, you know, at that time, so you have to be careful about laughing at everything, hallelujah, because some people don't like that, you know. It's okay to laugh. It's okay. It really is. I'm not saying don't, but there are times, amen, glory to God, when there are times to be serious. Like, now it's time to be serious with the word of God. Yes. And I know I'm joking a little bit to kind of make it kind of smooth transition. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of the hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Glory to God. Let's move right here for just a minute. Amen. He was cursing that fig tree. He said, no one shall eat any fruit from that tree. Never. He cursed it from the root up. Don't you know when you're praying, amen, if there's some kind of thing, amen, some kind of disease or something, you curse that thing from the root up. Oh, glory to God, that it shall die. Hallelujah. Not the person, just the disease. Glory to God. Let me get you straight. Hallelujah. Don't curse the person. You just curse that situation. Hallelujah. And it'll die. Hey, glory to God. It won't spread anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the kind of power that we should be having. Hallelujah. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we got to know, we got to mount up in the word of God and begin to decree and declare his word so we can, hallelujah, have the same power. You know, they've been teaching about that Holy Ghost power. And if you ain't got that Holy Ghost power, glory to God, you can't do nothing. Hallelujah. You don't even really know what it is. People take it lightly when they're preaching about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. It's just another thing that they want to preach. Hallelujah. They said all you got to do is just be saved. But you got to have that Holy Ghost power living on the inside of you so you can wake up and say, you know what? I speak to that mountain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's going to move. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we see right here in 15. Hallelujah. He went in the temple and they in there and they're selling stuff in the temple. You know, that's not what it's for. Hallelujah. That's just not what it's for. You know, everybody said, well, you know what? Whatever I do, you know, he's going to forgive me. Hallelujah. Yes, he forgives you. Yes. But, you know, there ought to come a time in your life where you want to bear the right kind of fruit. Hallelujah. My God. You want some fruit on your tree that's going to be able, that people can be able to pick. Hallelujah. In other words, that they'll be able to come to you. Well, you know what? I need you to pray. Hallelujah. If you ain't bearing the right fruit, they ain't coming to your tree. Hallelujah. They see you on the outside, and then you're releasing stuff from your mouth that's not like God, and you're releasing stuff from your mouth, hallelujah, about other folks, hallelujah, and their business and carrying on. They ain't gonna ask you to come and pray for them, hallelujah, because you're not releasing the right fruit. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he kicked the tables over, knocking tables over, glory to God. You think he just took the table, just stood there, and then he just lightly turned it over? No, he turned that table over, glory to God, my God, hallelujah. But sometimes people are going into churches and they're doing things, amen, that ain't godly. They're wearing attire that's not like God, my God. And then they be at the club taking pictures and putting them all out on the social media, glory to God, hallelujah. Come out, I'm turning it up, hallelujah. But then you're praise dancing and doing things, but trying to say you're doing things for Jesus. That's not so. That's just not right. That ain't right. Hallelujah. That's just not, that ain't right. Glory to God. That ain't no way right. Glory to God. That's not righteous. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessels through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. Now, they in there selling stuff. Hallelujah. Ain't there something? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about it now. If he's saying, okay, you over here, you're having a fish fry. You over here, you're having a fish fry. You having chicken plate dinner. Glory to God. All that good stuff. Hallelujah right there. Good food. Amen. I'm sure. Hallelujah. But, you know, if you pay your tithes and offering, he said, I'll rebuke the devourer. If everybody was paying their tithes and their offering, you wouldn't probably have to have no chicken plate, no fish plate, none of them plates in the church. You wouldn't have to do that. Hallelujah. If you were paying your tithes and offering, well, you know, we're going to sell some donuts this week. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. How many times have I seen that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if you're paying your tithes and offering, everybody, hallelujah, doing what they're supposed to do. He said, I rebuke the devourer, hallelujah. The 10% belong to him anyway. But so many times, the main ones that's doing the selling, hallelujah, is the ones that's not tithing. My God, I've seen it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't think it not strange. Hallelujah. If you ain't in a place, amen, that you want to be, if you ain't in that place where you say, I got more than enough, hallelujah, then think about it if you're stealing your tithes and your offering. I know, you know, back then doing, you know, sometime back, amen, when I can remember, you know, we would always pay the dues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, I said, it's got to be more than this. Glory to God. Because I'm paying these $20 dues, you know, every time I'm getting paid. Hallelujah. And it's only $20 I'm putting in there. Well, ain't nothing to do nothing with if I ain't paying but $20. I can't account for nobody else, but I can account for myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So once I started going, amen, to another sanctuary, hallelujah, another church, and they start teaching on tithing, and they were teaching on tithing, and I caught that thing, oh, my God, huh? And I caught it, and I would not let it go, my God, hallelujah, my God, huh? I kind of reached back, hallelujah, you know how we say it down here in the country, not reach back, we reach back, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, and I said, wait a minute, hold up, and I'm going to hold this right here, and I'm going to hold this right here, and once I start going to that sanctuary, and they kept talking about tithes and offering. And I'm like, Lord, I'm in the middle, hallelujah, this thing. I'm trying to see my way out of it, so help me out now. And then they kept teaching, and then he didn't stop teaching. He said he didn't even know I was there. I was just there to listen, hallelujah, to hear what God was saying. That's all. I was just there visiting because somebody invited me, glory to God, one night. And I just went, and I liked it, and I just kept going. What I did not spend any of the money. I hold on to it. Hallelujah. Because I had stopped going to the place that I used to go for paying the $20 dues. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to hold on to it. So I began to just hold on to my tithe. Hallelujah. And I hold on to it. I got the calculator, started deducting, and I just held on to it. Amen. I held on to it for a season. Glory to God. I said, okay, Lord. Now, I know this money. And he talked about, well, if you're holding it, he didn't know I was holding it. Glory to God. I didn't spend it, but he didn't know I was holding it either. Glory to God. He said, now, if you're holding it, it can't grow nothing. Hallelujah. If you're holding on to your seed, amen, it can't grow. Hallelujah. And if you don't want to give, glory to God, you still, amen, it can't grow either. You can't prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I said, well, you know what, Lord, now, I said, now, tell me where I need to deposit this money at. I said, God, if it can't grow here, then I need it to grow somewhere. I need it to grow in the right place. So you need to show me what is the right place, amen, for it to grow. So when he told me, glory to God, I didn't try to, you know, say, well, you know what the Lord told me. No, I didn't say none of that. I didn't do none of that. Here's what I did. I took the whole lot of money, glory to God, and it was a lot of money. Amen. I just took it all, and I dropped it. They came with the offering plate one night, and I just dropped it in the offering plate, glory to God. And then the brother came to work one day, and he said, the co-pastor said, somebody put a lot of money in the offering plate the other night. He said, we wish we knew who it was, glory to God. He said, I know, you know, he said, I know the people around here, he said, and I know they didn't do it. He said, you must have did it, glory to God. He said, you did it. I said, yeah, I did. I held on to it, and I said, yeah, I did it. I couldn't tell a story. I said, yeah, I did it. She was saying that she wished she knew who it was so she could have, you know, that she could give credit for it or whatever, but I wasn't a member at that time. Amen. I was just doing what the Lord said. That happened to me twice, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just dropped it in there, my God, my God. So you see, if you start paying your tithes and your offering, then there won't be nothing missing. You can't account for nobody else, but guess what? But you can account for your own self. Hallelujah. That's the only thing, amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. for they feared him because all the peoples was astonished at his doctrine. See, they was astonished by his teaching. He was telling them, amen, you could be blessed, hallelujah, if this is what you do. Don't get mad, amen, when the pastor and the preacher, the teacher, whoever, the apostle, amen, let me get it out, apostle, and amen, and the prophet come and tell you, amen, what the Lord is saying. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't get mad. Hallelujah. Just said, okay, I receive it. And then you go on. If you feel like, you know, you don't think it's right, pray about it. He will show you. He'll send somebody else by and tell you the same thing. Glory to God. Or he'll show you himself. He works through dreams. He works through music. Glory to God. I've had him to do several things like that also. So I encourage you, if you don't believe it, amen, then just receive it and pray about it and ask it. He will show it to you some way. He'll bring it to you. Hallelujah. And they was astonished by his teaching and his doctrine. And when even some came come, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, amen. Who can dry a fig tree up from the roots? Glory to God. We say roots down here in Alabama, you know. Amen. Who can dry a fig tree up like that? If you got that Holy Ghost power living inside of you, hallelujah, you know what? You can make anything happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's without faith. I said it's impossible to please him. You got to have faith to believe in what you're praying for. It's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. And every time, hallelujah, don't you think, amen, that the enemy ain't going to come and try to steal it. But that's why you got to meditate on this word daily and read this word daily so it will help you. So the word on the inside of you will come up. Huh? Oh, my God. He'll bring it up from the inside of the belly. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. And tap anything the enemy try to bring against you. My God, my God. And that tree dried up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. He said, you shall have whatsoever you saith, but you got to stand believing. You know, so many times people don't get, amen, what they're saying because they don't believe. They don't believe. They say they believe. Oh, I believe. No, it goes deeper than that. Glory to God. It goes very much so deeper than what you're saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you could pray. Hallelujah. Yes, you can. You know? But guess what? Your faith has to grow over a certain period of time. It has to grow, and it grows, and it grows, and then it produces. Just think about it, amen. When they planted that fig tree, it was what? A little bitty plant. Now, my daddy planted one, and it was a little bitty plant at first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my God, it's the biggest thing you ever want to see now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is. It's a big fig tree. Glory to God. So that's what you got to do. It grows, and your faith grows and grows and grows. But you got to nurture that thing. Hallelujah. He didn't just put it in the ground. He'd go out there, and he watered it, and he tilled the ground around it, glory to God, and pull up all the weeds around it, hallelujah, until it began to grow. And that's how your faith grows. You got to be connected to someone that can help you to get that stuff on the outside so you can grow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, who can curse that stuff that's growing up on the inside. Glory to God, my God, and can help you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Not to only produce just leaves on the outside. Hallelujah, my God. But to produce, hallelujah, the things that's coming from the leaves. Glory to God, my God. That's what you got to do. You got to get someone that's willing. And let me help you out. You got to get someone that ain't scared, too. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can go to people, well, you know, I ain't touching that. Oh, no, I can't do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to go to someone who ain't scared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Let's move on. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire When ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. You know, sometimes when you pray, you don't really believe that God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Because you got to keep confessing it. You got to keep confessing it. You got to keep confessing it. I don't care. It gets hard sometimes. Yes, it may get hard, but you got to keep confessing it. Hallelujah. Until you see the manifestation of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Till you see it come to pass. My God. And through that, don't think, hey, we ain't going to say you ain't going to go through nothing. Glory to God. Because you're going to go through some stuff. Hallelujah. My God. If you say you love him, hallelujah, you say you got faith, then why not? You can't go through, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Why everybody else got to go through for you? Glory to God. Because some stuff you're going to have to go through on your own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, my God. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. If you got anything against anybody, what I always start out with is, Lord, forgive me if I wronged anybody. Lord, bring it back to my remembrance. If I wronged anybody on this day, Lord, bring it back to my remembrance. I always start off before I go in prayer. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I want to make sure that my mind is clear. And if sometimes I forget to do that, I'll just stop. I say, oh, wait a minute. Let me back up. Now, then I'll go there. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that I'm clear. Then I can go on and have a clear path. We can have a clear talk, a clear conversation. Amen. With Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. And if I done something wrong, Lord God, to some, and I don't remember, Lord God, forgive me for that too. Hallelujah, my God. Because you want him to forgive you. So you got to learn how to forgive others. Glory to God. You sometimes say we got a forgiving heart. Hallelujah. But then every time that person, oh, my God, I can't stand them. If that person come around, oh, God, here they come. I can't stand them. Glory to God. What happened between you and the forgiving heart? Amen. What transpired between you and the forgiving heart you're supposed to have? Because you got to forgive them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have this attitude. Well, you know, it's nonchalant. It's okay. They're all right. You know, just forget it. Let them go on. They'll be all right in the morning. Glory to God. You got to sometimes do that. You can't chase down everything and every lie somebody tell about you. Glory to God. And because that person don't like you, you still got to love them. Hallelujah. You can hate their ways. Yes, ways, not that person. Glory to God. But you can't hate that person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to understand, if you want to be forgiven, then we have to learn how to forgive. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can make you, hallelujah, oh my God, be bittersweet. Glory to God, hallelujah, it happens, hallelujah. But you know what? If you stand on this word and listen to what he's saying, and let me repeat it again, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Glory to God. So don't you want him to forgive you? Well, you got to learn how to forgive others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. There it goes right there. If we don't forgive, he won't forgive. Glory to God. So when you stand praying, you know, you say, Lord, help me to forgive this person, Lord God. Lord, I feel some type of way. You know the word now today, they are using. They be like salty. I'm like, what the world is salty? You know, yeah, sprinkle salt on it. You know, in other words, say you're feeling some type of way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let me help you out. You don't have to feel salty against them. Glory to God. Ask God to help you to forgive them. And he will. Glory to God. And he'll tell you what to do if you need to go to that person and talk to them. So you know what? Hallelujah. I didn't like what you did to me. You ain't got to go snapping your neck and popping your hips. Glory to God. Throwing your hands on your hip. Glory to God. And all that. You ain't got to do all that. Hallelujah. He will help you to go to that person so you can get over it. Hallelujah. So when you pray, you want a clear path. That way you'll communicate better. Hallelujah. From up above, hallelujah, my God, you can communicate better with other people, glory to God. You know, sometimes we bottle up so much, my God, hallelujah. And that's why, hallelujah, sometimes you have so much unforgiveness in your heart. You can't move forward in your ministry. You can't move forward in loving people. You just can't and you just can't. But if there's a problem, glory to God, go ahead and mount up and just talk to them, hallelujah. And then you have a little talk with Jesus and you know what, Lord, I don't like what they did to me. Yes, that's okay, hallelujah. But if this thing is just eating away at you, I encourage you on today, hallelujah, glory to God, to ask the Lord, what shall I do, God? Do I need to go to him? You said if I had aught, oh my God, I need to go to him, Lord, and settle it, my God. So, and he will give you the right directions, hallelujah. But you know, sometimes you can go to him, hallelujah, and you have a sweet talk. Well, you know what? It's okay. Hallelujah. Everything is well. All is well. All is well. Everything is good. You know, it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes when they come at you, you can say, okay, well, okay, yes, I'm so glad you did that. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you did. Now, let me help y'all out. I ain't always been like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, then I will confront you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to be nice. You know, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Hallelujah. This is live radio. Glory to God. I'm trying to help you. Hallelujah. So you won't have to snap your neck and go off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you won't miss what God has for you. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. You know, it's so much snapping necks and snapping guns and things that are going on in the world just for no reason. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For no reason. Hallelujah. So we as saints got to do better. We got to learn how to forgive. Hallelujah. And move on. Don't let it bring sorrow to your bones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because if you say God gonna fight your battles, then you got to believe that he's gonna do that. Hallelujah. If he says in his word, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He said, I will repay. Glory to God. You got to believe that he is going to give them, amen, glory to God, what's coming to them. Hallelujah. Although you may not be here to see it, he's going to give it to them. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring everything that they've done back to their remembrance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just how it works. Glory to God. But don't let you be the one with the unforgiveness in your heart. Hallelujah. Learn how to forgive and do it quickly. Glory to God. Forgive and do it quickly. Turn around right now. Hallelujah. If you think you got out, hallelujah, against your brother, your sister, hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Think about it. Hallelujah. Just think about it. Glory to God. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. And ask God to help you to relieve that unforgiveness that you have in your heart so you can move on. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss, amen, glory to God, the millions. You don't want to miss the husband. You don't want to miss, hallelujah, the new car. You don't want to miss your house. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss your next step in ministry. You don't want to miss, hallelujah, the blessings that will come into your door. Good God Almighty. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. So we're going to go ahead, amen, right now, and we're going to pray. We're going to want you to release it, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we pray right now for anyone who's harboring any kind of unforgiveness, Lord God, towards their brother, their sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we ask him to let it go, release it right now unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them come back and pick it up. Don't go back and pick it up, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we release it unto you, oh God. Father God, create him a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you. There go the peace of God. It's resting, hallelujah. The peace of God is resting up on you. Glory to God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't harbor that unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Don't let it bring sorrow to your bones. Glory to God. Don't let it, amen, stop you from going to your next level. Don't let it stop you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. From bearing fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Every time you turn around, he's always making a way out of no way. Hallelujah. He ain't fell short and he ain't falling short. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now my line is full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I say unto you, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God, my God. I encourage you. Again, hallelujah. He's bringing it back around again. I'm encouraging you to give, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, my God. My God, there's a blessing in your giving, glory to God. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, huh? I'm just going to hold mine and I'm going to give it to, amen. And, you know, my man of God, yes, that's fine, your tithes and it goes over there. Yes, you do that, glory to God, hallelujah. That's what you want to do. My God, but whether the fresh word is coming from, then you should give an offering, glory to God, my God. You really should, hallelujah. My God, I'm not trying to get nothing from you, hallelujah, because I can guarantee you, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. God is a good paymaster, hallelujah. My God, I'm just encouraging you to give, hallelujah, because he said give and it shall be given. So it's giving season. Because there's going to be a time coming where you're going to need, amen, those seeds to grow. Amen. You're going to need to have those seeds to grow when times get tough. You can call on them seeds and call it up. Ha. Oh, glory to God. Huh? Say, Lord, you know, hallelujah. And we all go through them, hallelujah, sometimes, hallelujah. Say, Lord, you know I planted here. Huh? Lord, you know I planted here, Lord God. And I went over there and planted that, Lord God. Lord, I need, hallelujah, glory to God. You know what, you did it, and you did it by faith. Huh? I'm going to go on over there, and I'm going to see about old Susan Bell. She ain't going to lack for nothing. I'm going to send the man of God, huh? The woman of God, glory to God, to take care of Susan Bell's need, hallelujah. My God, that's the type of God we serve. So I encourage you to give. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. I know this show blessed you. Amen. Because it blessed me. My God, hallelujah. My God. So I want to encourage you. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins on the day, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Lord, I'm yours, Lord. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. I repent of all my sins, every sin I committed. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to a body of Christ. You're a blood washed born believer. Amen. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Oh my God, he's smiling down on you on today. You made a decision to make Jesus Lord of your life. Glory to God. Get you a Bible. Begin to read it. Read the word. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you that received the Lord on this day. Hallelujah. Go to Bible study. Get in a Bible-believing church, amen, where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived, hallelujah, amen. And as you read along, whenever they're going over the Bible and they're going over scriptures, read it along, hallelujah, and ask him for understanding, and he will give it to you. Glory to God, amen. I'm going to go ahead on. I want to encourage you, don't forget to go over and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth. Amen. Worldwide Ministries coming up next. The number is 1-347-945-5041. I wanted to go ahead and put the number out there because some say they, you know, they don't have it. Amen. Glory to God. But I want to give you her number, and I want you to go over and be a blessing because she's coming up in the next 30 minutes. Then I want you to go ahead and listen and support her. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give a benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget, amen, let God control your life. Amen.